With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a temporary ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
After meeting Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Netanyahu said Israel refuses a temporary ceasefire that doesn't include a return of our hostages, referring to some 240 people Hamas abducted during its October 7 attack. Netanyahu said Israel was pressing ahead with its military offensive with all of its power.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Meanwhile, Hassan Nasrallah, head of Hezbollah, warned all possibilities are open as clashes along Israel's northern border continue. Dr. Julie Norman, associate professor in politics and international relations at University College in London, says she's not expecting a wider conflict.
Iran is probably keeping all options open, but that seems to suggest that they, as well as other actors in the region, are looking for this to stay focused in Gaza where it is, are not looking to blow this up further unnecessarily than it already is in terms of kind of cross-border skirmishes.
Turning back to this country, a new bill in the Senate would offer aid to victims of crimes committed by those in the country illegally.
The bill comes from Kansas Senator Bill Marshall. His Justice for Angel Families Act would restore the Trump-era Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE, office. It specifically tracked crimes committed by those who entered the country illegally. Marshall's bill would also extend compensation from the Crime Victims Fund to American families if a family member is murdered by an illegal immigrant. Marshall says such families are the true victims of what he calls the president's failure to secure the border. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points, the Nasdaq rose 184, the S&P advanced 40. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
Barna's research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His poll also indicates committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the U.S. population. This is SRN News. A California jury has awarded $332 million to a man who sued chemical giant Monsanto.
He had claimed his cancer was related to decades of using its Roundup weed killer. A San Diego Superior Court jury awarded damages in a lawsuit filed by Mike Dennis. The 57-year-old Carlsbad man was diagnosed in 2020 with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is now a division of Bayer, which bought Monsanto in 2018 and has been dealing with thousands of legal cases related to Roundup. John Scott reporting.
The nation's employers slowed their hiring in October, adding a modest but still decent 150,000 jobs, a sign that the labor market may be cooling but remains resilient despite high interest rates that have made borrowing much costlier for companies and consumers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.